It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. The city of Champaign has narrowed its search for a new fire chief to only one candidate, and that candidate is a former chief. Douglas Forsman is now the lone candidate out of 40 people who applied for the top fire post left vacant when David Pennacook retired last year. A city news release says Forsman's qualifications far exceeded those of other candidates. He'll be interviewed Friday for the chief's position. Forsman is currently the chief in Greeley, Colorado. He's a 43-year veteran of firefighting, 12 of them in Champaign before he left the fire chief's post in 1992. Champaign City Council members say they don't like to hire consultants, but the council voted in committee last night to do just that for a study of the maintenance needed on city buildings. The city will spend up to $40,000 to hire a local firm, Architectural Spectrum, to come up with long-term plans for keeping city buildings in good condition. The study could later be expanded to include a look at building space needs. Councilman Vic McIntosh voted no. He says the study could easily be done by city staff for less money. He says consultants don't know everything, noting consultants who he says were wrong in planning past library and police buildings that the city quickly outgrew.
I guess I get pretty frustrated sometimes, too, with consultants, because I know we've got staff that probably knows enough. Most of the consultants get their data from our staff.
Champaign Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says city staff may not have time to do the maintenance study for a while because they'll soon be working on a major maintenance project of their own, $1.7 million to rehab the city building's masonry. He says that's a major reason for hiring a consultant. The maintenance needs study will look at 15 Champaign buildings, including the city building, the police headquarters, and the city's 6 fire stations. If the Champaign Council approves a contract next month, Schmidt says the study could be complete by year's end. Senate President Emil Jones says talk of impeaching Governor Rod Blagojevich shouldn't be used to divert attention away from passing an operating budget and a capital bill. His comments came in response to a memo from House Speaker Michael Madigan, which spells out how legislative candidates can call for impeachment hearings for Blagojevich. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the 14-page memo, which offers detailed talking points on the merits of impeachment. Jones says impeachment isn't warranted, and he thinks it's wrong for the Democratic Speaker to promote it. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the talking points were developed in response to questions from candidates about impeachment. Thousands of Chicago public school students gathered yesterday at Soldier Field to support more state funding for education. Mike Ree has more.
I'm standing at the south entrance of Soldier Field right now, where students are filing in by the thousands. Some are just a couple feet tall. Others have their school uniforms on, and some teachers and chaperones are wearing shirts that say shout out for schools.
Please give yourselves a huge round of applause for your commitment to excellence, your commitment to peace, and your commitment to your own education.
District CEO Arnie Duncan was one of several key speakers, also Mayor Richard Daley and Reverend Jesse Jackson, and there was entertainment.
That's cool, me too.
But the crowd seemed largely disengaged. During several speeches, students did the wave. The issue of school violence seemed to resonate more with them. Some put a circle of empty chairs out on the field to memorialize their fallen peers. A district spokesperson would not say how much the event cost. I'm Mike Reed.
Officials in Indiana say they still can't put a dollar estimate on the losses from homes and businesses destroyed and damaged by the floods that have claimed 3 lives there. About 300 people are still in shelters in southern Indiana, down from more than 1,200 on Sunday. Governor Mitch Daniels has asked federal agriculture officials to declare 44 Indiana counties major disaster areas. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has issued a state disaster declaration for 6 east central Illinois counties, Coles, Clark, Crawford, Cumberland, Jasper, and Lawrence. A fleet of F-16 fighter jets is being transferred to Indiana despite years of attempts by the state of Illinois to keep them in Springfield. Jenna Dooley has more.
Sending the F-16s out of Springfield is part of a nationwide shuffle by the federal government to save money. The 183rd Fighter Wing includes 17 jets and 24 National Guard firefighters, plus aircraft personnel. A spokesman for the National Guard says 2 jets have already left, and the rest will be moved between now and September. A federal judge this week denied an attempt by Illinois to block the move. Major General William Enyart is the Adjutant General for the state of Illinois. He says the city of Springfield and the Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport will have to start paying for firefighters to be based at the airport. According to Major General Enyart,
we have those firefighters because of the presence of the fighter wing. Once the fighters go away, then the federal government will no longer pay to have those firefighters there.
The 183rd Fighter Wing is not being closed completely. the National Guard will continue to conduct non-flying missions from the Springfield base. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us with the forecast. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
We see sunshine today in the forecast, but we can't help but look ahead to the next couple of days where rain returns.
Yeah, rain is back in the forecast starting, tomorrow night, especially later tomorrow night into Friday and Friday night. It won't be continuous, but some showers and thunderstorms could last for a couple hours, and there could be some more downpours. So we'll have to monitor it closely with the saturated soil that we have out there.
Are we talking about rains that could cause flooding on their own?
Yeah, there's some that could. There could be some.